I want to stay by the sea.
Hello, so actually it's been like kind of a long time since I've uploaded a new episode, but here I am. So I think one of my main motivations into going back is that I actually find recording podcast episodes really therapeutic, and also that two people have been asking me to record again, so here I am. I guess what I really want to talk about recently is something about meditating. So for the past few years, I've always tried it, and so for some reason, I always found it a bit pretentious in a way, in a sense that it's been so romanticized in our society. Like, you close your eyes and then someone tells you to take a deep breath. It's like the typical high school retreat that you have. But then, amidst the pandemic, I found it really therapeutic and really effective as to how I control my emotions and just the way my brain thinks, the way it works. And it's only been like 2 weeks, 1.5 weeks since I've started meditating, but I think I can see like a really big change into how I've managed my emotions and how I handle stress. And I guess in general, it just improves focus, because a long, 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 long time ago, like a few years back, I actually did try meditating. But then I would just end up feeling like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, why am I doing this? Why am I closing my eyes and listening to this audio and thinking that this could help for the betterment of my life? And yeah, like, even if I tried being really into it, I would just end up fidgeting, or I'd open my eyes, which would just ruin the whole momentum. So during this pandemic, well, I'm guessing for some countries, you guys don't really have a pandemic anymore, but from where I live, it's pretty much still the same, if not worse. And one of my friends recommended this app called Balance. This isn't sponsored, by the way. This is just me. I don't earn money from doing this, sadly. But yeah, it's an app called Balance, and it's really very helpful. Like, there are a lot of tips and tricks, and you literally just play the audio, and then it just helps. It's like 3 to 10 minutes of your day, sometimes even 15, and it just changes the whole pace of my day. Like, I don't really know how to explain it, but in its own way, it becomes a really comforting thing. And another thing that I've been trying really hard to fix from my physical self, aside from meditating, is trying to get back to like my old hobbies. Like, recently I've pretty much failed, actually, but I'm really trying very hard to read a book every Friday or Saturday, Sunday, I don't really know, but like just once a week I want to devote some time to that, since that was one of the things that made me feel really good before, and it's just stopped ever since I went to college. And you know, it's something that I really want to get back to, but at the same time, it's not something that I want to force myself into. I think that hobbies are there not because it's what we should do during our pastime, but because it's what makes us happy amidst all the chaos. Like, ever since college, I pretty much just lost the personality that I had that isn't being a student. I think I've stopped writing for the fun of it. Like, I just write papers and stuff, which is obviously for academic reasons, but I don't know. I used to really devote a lot of time to other things, even when I was a high school student, but now in college, it's just like all mashed up in my brain for some reason. And even crocheting, I think I've talked about it in my last few episodes, but I haven't gotten around to doing it again for some reason, even if I do have all the materials and whatever. So yeah, I guess crocheting is just like one of those things that I really want to get back to. And during like this whole self-reflection 2022 stuff, I think one of the things that I've also really wanted was to improve on having low maintenance friendships. So actually, I recently shared my podcast to my friends because for some reason before I didn't want anyone to listen to this, like anyone that I knew. But yeah, like I guess that's part of my growth for this year, that I don't really care about who listens and who doesn't, regardless if I know them personally or not. And yeah, I guess it takes a lot for a person to not care about what other people think, especially the people they know. So I think my main goal for this whole year is just to focus on the way I perceive myself, like physically and emotionally and spiritually and everything. I just want to stop being so mean to myself sometimes. And yeah, like I want to look at myself and I want to feel good about me. Not like with the beauty standards of society or whatever. Like I just want to be like, hey, I worked hard for where I am, like physically or, you know, like in general. And I just want to feel good about myself. I think that's one of the most important things. Like for the longest time, I've always been trying to just not be mean to myself without realizing that there's a reason that I am. And I don't try to change those reasons. And yeah, like I just don't want to stick to the whole like toxic positivity kind of thing. Like, oh, you're supposed to love yourself, like every part of yourself. And although that's true, it's not bad to want to change yourself if it's for the better. I don't think that it's bad to invest in skincare just because you want to have clear skin. I don't think it's bad to meditate because you want to feel good about, you know, like you just want a clearer head or you want to reduce your stress or improve your focus and other things. I don't think it's bad to do things for yourself, to change yourself, if you know that this change is what's going to make you like yourself. If the change is what's going to make you look in the mirror and make you like what you see, then I don't think it's bad. I don't think that I have to accept all of my flaws just because that's what self-love means. I think loving myself just means wanting the best for myself. So if there are things that I want to change about myself, then that's completely fine. And I think that's my greatest lesson this 2022, even if it's only the end of January. But yeah, it's like one of the things that I've always wanted to know. It's like one of those things that you learned and then you realize like, holy shit, this is literally what I've been trying to tell myself, but I've only just found the words now. And yeah, I think that's about it. Like there's not a lot of things to say for now because I'm just on the start of my realization. Like it's just literally the beginning of how I want to change myself through meditation, through proper, you know, like sleep schedule and actually investing in proper skincare and everything else. Like just, you know, wanting to work out without having to see it like something I'm forced to do just because everybody thinks my body isn't right. It's just the start of me doing things because I want to. And hopefully I'll see you soon again. But that's from me to Jupiter.